Q94, it is your Mountain of Rock and Friday Morning Coaches Show. Kenny Wayne Shepherd right there, a little blue on black, as we bring on head coach of Liberty Eagles, Brock Kenegy. And good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Here we are, week three. Your Liberty Eagles 2-0, and last week you played Agape out of Stockton, Missouri, and your Eagles really cruised. Your starters, they came out and they took care of business quick, didn't they?
Yeah, they came out and looked really sharp. It was a really nice, sloppy night. A lot of rain.
Yeah.
And the field was slick, but we handled the ball well and didn't turn it over and played good defense and got the job done.
Kids love that soupy field, don't they? I mean, it looked like they were having – I mean, of course, you know, they were winning, but it looked like they were having a really good time, and that's rewarding as a spectator to see.
Yeah, they do. They love it. It makes them a little giddy, and they just – they have fun.
Well, you also had a JV game this past week – this week here, and – again, the varsity team beat Agape 60-12, excuse me. But how'd the JV game go?
JV game went really well. We went up to Houston Tuesday night, and our young kids played really, really well. We were very pleased. Their effort was excellent, and they just got better as the game went on and ended up winning 22-0, I think it was.
You know, the young Toon boy, week 5 and 6, he may make it rough on you to find him a spot to play, right?
He's a very good athlete. He works hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a good combination to have.
Absolutely. Well, tonight, you're back home, and it's the week one of conference play, and you're hosting the Thayer Bobcats. You know, Thayer's been on a great run, but they had a huge graduating class. Now, they've made a transition. Billy Weber is now at Salem, Arkansas, coaching the offense. And so this is kind of a new era for the Thayer Bobcats. What are you seeing out of them?
It is a new era for them. Coach Weber did such a good job for so long. But I still do see Coach Meeker over there on the sideline still. So, it's still their Bobcats.
Mm-hmm.
They still have that, brand of football that they play. It's very physical. It's very fast. They're a very downhill team. They're going to run a T formation. They're going to run a split back formation. Kind of some old school football,
mm-hmm.
really, that we grew up with. And they do a good job with it.
Well, what, defensively first, you've got lots of experience with this, but where do you see the biggest emphasis on your defense tonight? Where is it at, and at which group is it going to be with?
Whenever you play Thayer, your interior is going to be really tested. Your defensive line and your linebackers. If you can't stop C-gap, you're in for a long night.
Mm-hmm.
So, our defensive box, I should say, our defensive tackles, nose guard, middle linebacker, and right and left inside backers will really be tested.
And thinking of your defense, boy, it's nice to see Farrell back.
Yeah.
He's had a couple. He's played well.
Farrell does a really good job for us. you know, we were glad to get him back. He's got a really good motor. He works really hard. He does a lot of things that I really like. You know, I really like speed on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings that to the table. He's very mobile. He runs really well. He gets off the ball really well. And, you know, he's great in the locker room. He's, you know, he's a good teammate.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important, you know. And he brings all that to the table. It just kind of gives that defense a spark.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, and Brody, double nickel, there playing linebacker, he's been really solid for you as well, hasn't he?
Yeah. You know, I've had some really good middle linebackers over the year.
Oh, yeah.
Over the years, you know, and, you know, one of them being a Rutledge, it was I guess it was just kind of destined to put him back in middle linebacker and give him that double nickel number. That's what fits right there, you know, and he's working hard and he's becoming a student of the game and starting to learn,
mm-hmm.
you know, what it takes to be a good middle linebacker. And we all know that he has the physical abilities and the tools. It's just a matter of learning how to play it.
And, you know, your cornerbacks have really played very well in Pendergraph and Moore. They've really, you know, looked good. And stepping up, you know, filling roles, and they've been really solid for you.
Yeah, they have. We're blessed to have, you know, two kind of long,
yeah.
lanky types to go on that outside. And they do a good job staying over the top and, you know, forcing everything underneath. And they just really do their job.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, of course, you've got your field general out there, you know, in the back with Mr. Ripko. How special is he at that position for your defense?
For our defense to function and work correctly, I need really four pieces. And number one is having a really good safety.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been blessed to, you know, last year I had Tanner Ripko, which, you know, was just an exceptional player. And lucky enough, you know, we had his cousin to step right in this year and fill that role.
You know,
we ask a lot out of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I mean, he just steps up. He's like, I got this, you know. Your D-line, you've been, you know, especially last week, you were really, you've been able to do a lot of rotation with that D-line. And talk about some of the players that have really just, you know, stepped up for you.
I've been blessed this year to be able to rotate six guys, you know, three at a time. We got Luca Vandervoort mm-hmm. back this year, and he's really helped a lot, you know, in the middle. And, of course, Skylar Rogers is an all-conference, all-district player, you know, at one defensive tackle. And then we got Caden Farrell back at the other defensive tackle, you know, which is a huge lift.
Mm-hmm.
But the second rotation is just as good as the first, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got Noah Hendricks, which is senior this year. Noah's grew a lot. he's now a very large individual, you
yes,
know.
He
and,
is.
And he's strong. He's really good in the weight room. And his motor's really high to play a defensive tackle. I've even played him at nose guard some. He can play everywhere. Then I have Blake Martin, you know, which is a senior also,
mm-hmm.
That plays nose guard. And then I have kind of a newcomer in Jake Carl.
Yeah.
You know, Jake is 6'3". You know, he's fast. He can run. And he's really came on last year was really his first year of playing, and over the summer he's really had a good off season and he's really playing well.
You know, it gives you all kinds of options too, doesn't it? Having six, I mean, you know, because you can, I mean, you can almost, you can do all, you know, you can mix and match and go with speed rush, or I mean, it just, you have a lot of, you have more options this year defensively, don't you?
Yeah, I have a lot of different combinations that I can use depending on who we're playing that week, mm-hmm. whether it be a power or whether it be a spread or whether it be an outside zone team, a veer team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can really mix it up and put our strengths where they need to be.
You jack me up, though, when I see four down linemen.
Yeah. I'm still a three-front guy, but, I do like to walk that guy up some and mm-hmm. make it a four-front.
Yeah.
Just depending on the formation and the strength.
Well, your defense, that three-front, it just gives you so much versatility.
Yeah. By running the defense that we run, which, you know, I remember whenever I started that back in whenever it was.
2002, 2003.
Yeah. Nobody was running it, and everybody thought I was crazy. And maybe I was a little bit, but it allows you to put 11 athletes on the field.
Mm-hmm.
They don't exactly have to be a lineman type,
mm-hmm.
you know, a traditional lineman, you know, 6'3", 270 pounds. We don't, here at Liberty, we don't traditionally have that. So it fit our personality better to be able to put, you know, our 200-pound guys that are good athletes and can run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can put them either, you know, as a down lineman or a linebacker. You know, we can interchange them wherever we need them to fit. This defense allows us to do that.
Well, and that hybrid position that you have, you know, your guns, you know, are they a D-end? Are they outside linebackers? Are they cornerbacks? You know, are they safeties? But, boy, they're fun to watch.
Yeah. You know, we talked about importance of players and that safety, you know, is you know, really high on our list. But the second one is our outside linebackers, our guns. And they have to be special people.
Oh, yeah.
They have to be big enough to hold their own versus linemen, and they have to be fast enough to cover a receiver. They have to be able to play on space or play down on the line of scrimmage. So they're a different, you know, they're kind of a different breed, and we got lucky, you know. Last 2 years, I've been able to have Cal Acklin and Lucas Frazier, and they really fit the build.
Mm-hmm.
They're strong. They can get really physical with you, but they can also run. And, you know, because they're receivers, they understand how to play on space. So that helps them in that aspect. So they can do it all.
Well, and they do a really good job at stringing it out. You know, if they're not able to make that stop, they're not given up space to allow the opponent to cut up. And then here comes the reinforcements. It's been a lot of fun to watch. And offensively, you know, your Liberty Eagles have been put up 60 points last week, pounding that ball and, you know, kind of dictating what they wanted to do last Friday night offensively, and it's really coming on, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting a lot more crisp on offense, and our quarterbacks are getting sharper. Our timing is getting better. The timing is so important for a spread offense.
Mm-hmm.
And our timing and our connection, you know, between our skill players is really starting to get better. And our linemen are starting to gel and understand, you know, their assignments better and better.
It's good stuff. Everybody, head coach Liberty Eagles, Brock Kanegi, hosting the Thayer Bobcats tonight. You know, anybody out there you want to give a shout-out to before we, you know, kind of wrap this up? Folks that's been feeding the Liberty Eagles and just going up above and beyond to help the Liberty Eagles each and every Friday night?
Well, you know, I've got two people that kind of help feed our team every week. Kevin Antrim and Jessica Toon, they control all that. That's one thing that they, you know, they take care of all our team meals and coordinate all that and get all that stuff done so that I don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I mean, that is a blessing because that is a huge job.
Mm.
And they do a fantastic job. I mean, I took this job over, I told everyone, you know, it takes a village to raise these kids. And it takes a lot of people for this football team to do what we do. And we couldn't do it without everyone.
That is for sure. And it makes me proud to see that it's continued to happen, you know. This all kind of got going, you know, like 2003, it was a mission to try and take as much things like that off the coach's plate to allow you guys to focus more on, you know, the game and the players itself. And to see a tradition continue, it's heartfelt for sure. Coach Kanegi, thank you so much. Good luck tonight. The game will be broadcast over on the Fox 96.9, and we'll see you at the Nest, my man.
Thank you.